Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. 5:24 a.m. South African time. I will play this zikr tomorrow morning, inshallah, of our beloved Hazrat Sheikh Malana Mazhar Saab, inshallah. Yes, my wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. And yes, my wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today is the 9th of Ramadan, Ustad, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Ustad this Saturday morning to the Q&A. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We continue with the tafsir and commentary of chapter 12, Surah Yusuf. And today we continue from verse number 36. To verse number 41. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam is sentenced to jail, and remember, is 100% innocent. He is 17, 18 years old approximately at that time, and two other Egyptians who are non-Muslims, believing in idols and so forth, they were also in the same prison. So what ensues thereafter? So this is our lesson for today. Chapter 12 and verse 36. وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ. And with him, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam with Joseph, their two youngsters also enter the prison. So obviously, if you are in the cell in the prison together, there will be bilateral discussions, there will be all other talks and so forth. But Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam is no ordinary mortal. He is the most handsome person on the earth at that time. And he is a messenger of Almighty Allah, Ma'asum, and protected from all types of sin and vices by divine protection. His akhlaq and character, his manners and ethics, people start considering him as the magnet, the gravitating towards him. So the whole prison now is coming to him for advice. So what happens now when he won their confidence? These two people who were there in the cell in the prison with him, they said, now it became famous that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam interprets dreams and is a master in it. Qala ahaduhuma, one of the two said, inni arani asiru khamra, I saw in a dream that I am squeezing the grapes for the alcohol. وقال الآخر, and the other one said, إني أراني أحمل فوق رأسي, in the dream I saw that I am carrying above my head, أحمل فوق رأسي خبزا, the bread I'm carrying on top of my head, تأكل الطير من, and the birds are coming from there on top and eating from there. So the bread is on top of my head, and then the birds come and they are eating from there. نَبِّئِنَا بِتَأْوِيلِ, you inform us what is the interpretation, O Joseph, O Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. See what they said. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, surely we see you, you are a person who fulfills the duty with beauty. You have no hidden agenda, no sinister motive, and you are a very, very good person. الْفَضْلُ مَا شَهِدَتْ بِالْأَعْدَاءُ, in Arabic there's a saying and proverb, even your enemies, they have to confess and give testimony that about your virtue. So this is what happened. So now in life, always remember this principle. In life, you must work on the law of al-aham fal-aham, the law of priority. Telling them the interpretation, that was 1 minute's job. So before that, let me take them out from their kufr and shirk, from their idol worship, and from their blasphemy, and invite them towards Islam. Every messenger, from Adam right up to Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was, is, will always be a Muslim. There is no other religion that is accepted by Almighty Allah. Every ideology, religion is rejected by Almighty Allah, and this is enshrined in various verses in the noble Quran. Now the discussion goes on. Call Joseph. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam tells them, La yatikuma ta'amun turzaqanihi illa nabbatukuma bitawilihi. They used to have set times, fixed times, when the food, the meals will come. So before your next meal comes, that will be given to you, I will inform you the interpretation of it. قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمَا, before that meals comes to you. ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي, the two of you should know. My Allah, my sustainer, nourisher, has taught me that directly. Anbiya, prophets and messengers are selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. And Allah teaches them directly. The agency through which it comes is through the archangel Gabriel, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. So now he's inviting them towards Tawheed. Obviously, he was never a non-Muslim, Allah forbid, but he's telling them so that they can understand that every messenger followed Islam. Inni taraktu millata qawmin la yu'minuna billah. I abandoned the religion of those people who don't believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. Wa hum bil akhirati hum kafirun. And those who reject the belief in the year after. So we don't accept that. From day one we rejected it and abandoned it. So who do I follow? وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. That I follow مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ, the religion of Abraham, and the religion of Isaac and Jacob. Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Ishaq, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, all buried there in Hebron, Khalilur Rahman. مَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نُشْرِكَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And it does not behove us that we associate and we say that Almighty Allah has a partner, somebody, something. Nay, we reject it absolutely and completely. ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا. That is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah upon us. وَعَلَى النَّاسِ, and upon people whose belief structure is correct. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But majority of the people, they don't be, are not grateful, they don't make shukr, they're not thankful to Almighty Allah for his ever-recurring bounties and favors. So he first told them of the prophets and messengers. Now he's giving them a logical evidence so that it can appeal and resonate to them. Ya sahibayi sijni. See the respect he speaks with them. Oh, my two companions here in the prison, in the jail. A'arbabum mutafarriqun. Is it better to have multi-gods? This idol, this semi-god, this demigod. The birds come, they urinate on them, defecate on them, they can't help themselves. How are they going to help you? أَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَارُ. Or is it better and supreme that you have one supreme being, one God, one Almighty Allah, who is Qahar, he is irresistible, he is supreme. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. All these idols you are worshipping, you two Egyptians, he's addressing them directly. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا. That you are not worshipping besides Almighty Allah, all these semi-gods, demigods and deities. You all gave them the names, this name, that name. إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا. أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان. You and your forefathers gave them all these crazy, crazy names. Allah did not reveal any proof, evidence for that. Never, ever in Islam, from time of Adam, was kufr and shirk permissible. Blasphemy and polytheism and idol worship, always haram and not permissible. In al-hukmu illa lillah, there is no command except the command of Almighty Allah. Amara Allah ta'budu illa iyyah, that He, Almighty Allah, has commanded that you must worship Him alone, become His servant, His slave alone. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ, that is the correct religion. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, but majority of the people know not, they don't want to know. 8 billion plus people today, 7 billion plus gone astray. In that category, not interested. The whole world today, majority, if you take 80%, 90%, they only interested in khana, pina, sona, that eat, drink, sleep, and enjoy yourself. Now He showed them the importance of our foundation, that is, believing in the oneness, uniqueness, majesty, authority, sovereignty of Allah. Now before the meal come, let me tell you the interpretation. Ya sahibai sijni, He didn't say you and you, He just said one of you. Ya sahibai sijni, O you, the two companions of mine in jail. Amma ahadukuma fayasqi rabbahu khamra, he will continue being the butler, serving his master and ruler the alcohol, so he will continue. So one will continue, meaning one will be saved. Wa ammal akhar, and one of you, the other one, fayuslabu, he will be crucified. Fata'akulu tayru min ra'si, then the bird will come and they will eat from him, they will devour him. Then these two say, no, we didn't see no dream and all that. So he told them, قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْتِيَانِ, the matter has already been decided regarding which you asked. What a fascinating story, incident, great, great lessons, but we don't have time. Let us take you to the news, views and interviews, local, national, international. Allah alone is the supreme power. No America, no Russia, no China. Again, Almighty Allah, Qudrat ka Karishma, He showed His absolute authority, majesty, and supremacy. That another tornado lashes America in Little Rock, and that's in Arkansas. 2 people dead, and the houses collapsing, the trees falling. There's no power in those parts of the world. See, Biden was visiting another place there nearby, and this struck here. Who can stop that? The punishment for America. Trump says he will surrender. Trump has built the storm with Stormy, and Stormy Daniels is the prostitute, and he is there, so they are going to take fingerprints all that Tuesday. So historic day for the wrong reasons in American history. First time a former president is indicted. One Palestinian martyred yesterday by the Haramis, the Israeli rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Remember, I spoke to you just now of Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Ishaq, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. Go to Khalilur Rahman, Hebron. They all are buried there. These Haramis, the Hitler's children, and these Nazis and real terrorists, go to Hebron in one far place. They demolishing a masjid, and they say that if there's no objection, then they will overrule it. They will then demolish it. They will cook it up and say there was no objection, the Haramis. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. $15.6 billion, the banks and bailout and all that, and the allied forces are going to give Ukraine over 4 years. Karachi, Pakistan, very, very sad. Tragic, tragic. Some food items, staple food items, 40-50% inflation. Yesterday in Karachi, one company was distributing food and there was a stampede, 10 people died. And last week, 5 people died in other parts of Pakistan. So why are the West and the neighboring countries, India, Iran, all of them, remember, They want Pakistan to be a failed state because you must remember it is a nuclear power and a Muslim country. So that is, and then you know the Pakistan government, choro ki hukumat, corruption is systemic there, just like South Africa, worse than South Africa also. So Israel to block, listen to this, Israel to block the brothers and sisters of Palestine from the West Bank, you can't enter Jerusalem. When? During the Passover, starting Tuesday night. Whenever they say you can come, you come. When they say you can't come, you can't come. They the invading forces, they the terrorists, occupation is terrorism. Iran says that five advisors of theirs were killed in Syria by Israel Air Force and Defense Force, and there will be repercussions and there will be consequences. We hope so. Iran must attack Israelis where they find them, government guys and their soldiers and whoever. India, another harami, you must remember that when you go to the outskirts, Rajasthan and all these places, so they go there and they'll just shake up few Muslims, and on top of the mosque and masjid, they will put their flags there of BJP and of their idols and their gods, and then they will say this masjid belong to us and so forth. So that is the democracy of India and Israel. That democracy is not worth the paper on which it's written. Hamas has warned Azerbaijan, you can't continue with having ties with Israel. You should have some ghira. You should have some self-respect and self-esteem. These are the people who are stealing, occupying our land. Russia invaded of Ukraine 1 year. The world makes a noise. But Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, has invaded our country 75 years. And you, like the Arab, they're not Arabs, but you want to be like the Arab tinpot dictators, make peace with them. America, Israel ties are crumbling. Biden and him, BB, are not seeing eye to eye. So slowly, slowly things are going. You must remember pear shape there. The Tate brothers, you know, the kickbox guys, they embrace Islam and then they hit the headlines. So anyway, they had them on some alleged charges. So they have been released in Romania. So Allah knows best what will happen. Today is the 1st of April and United Nations Security Council. I went right till there to go see where they pass all these funny resolutions. So in 2000, we visited all these places, White House, United Nations Security Council. So from today, 1st of April, Russia is the president. Remember that. And that's no April Fool story. Ukraine are jumping, but nothing will help. Now listen to the stories. When I tell you something, you must listen to me, you know. Saudi Arabia, you must draw a dichotomy, a distinction between the rulers and the people. I got no problem with the people. So we are speaking about the government, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan and them. In the media reports is leaking. It's leaking that they're considering and mulling allowing the Coptic Church. If you know anything of Egypt, you must remember Egypt, they say 90% Muslim and 10% Christian, the Coptic Christian. So now Egypt, the Coptic Church, Saudi Arabia, MBS, both sides murtad, that side Sisi murtad, this side MBS murtad, all traitors to Islam. So they're mulling and they're considering allowing, building and allowing these Christians to build a church in Saudi Arabia. It's not confirmed, but they're mulling and thinking about that. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said on his deathbed during his fatal illness, "Akhrijul Yahud wan Nasara min Jaziratil Arab." Expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula. Authentic hadith, go open Musnad Ahmad, Muslim Sharif. My father, your father, our parents, in Amman we got a very nice word. Manjopejo Armanwo. My father, he was fasting and then he was ill. Then he told me, no, I told him, break the fast. And the same night, second night of Ramadan, 1982, so he passes away. But he told me a few things. So we say, Manjopejo Armanwo. So my father's wish, but who's our father? Ordinary person. This is Mustafa, Rasulullah, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these zalims, these murtads, these ghaddar, they don't care. They just want to bootleg Israel, America, and the West, and they look for honor there. But Almighty Allah disgraces them more and more. Then we must come to our country, South Africa. What can we say of our country? We have become the laughing stock in the world because we got such incompetent people on top and in the middle and at the bottom. Oscar Pistorius, you know, the Blade Runner, world fame. So he was sentenced for his girlfriend's murder, 13 years. Correctional servers can't even count. They don't even know what is arithmetic and mathematics. So they say he is eligible for parole. When they brought, they say, hey, you guys counted wrong. He must still serve for 1.5 years. Now, can't you use your brains on simple things like this? I mean, are you all so good for nothing? Then you see the other story, Thabo Bester. Thabo Bester is on 101 charges, according to the media. This charge, this charge, this charge. The man wears a uniform of a warden and so forth, and he walks out from a maximum prison. So where in the world you see all these things happening? Viva South Africa. That is the... Therefore, I told you, from top to bottom, one is Thabo Bester and one is Thabo Mbeki. Thabo Mbeki lashed the ANC and said, why are you defending Cyril regarding Palapala? Why are you not sorting out the Eskom problem? There you have it from the horse's mouth. Today, 12 to 1 will be Brother Remember Suleiman Isop with Nat, and then 2 to 4, our Q&A, inshallah, live on Radio Al-Ansar and on Sirius FM and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, today, Saturday, day between 2 and 4. Three announcements quickly. Remember that in Islam, today, 1st April Fool, all those April Fool jokes are haram in Islam. In Arabic, write it down, you students. It's called Awwalun Nisan. Awwalun Nisan, that is April Fool in Arabic, haram. Second one, all this mess iftar at the beach and all that, all haram for men, women and children. Three, tomorrow the program will start with Mohan Arafat and myself at around 5:27, 5:28. Our salat time has changed from 5:10 to 5:15 from tomorrow. So inshallah, you will get your full quota. We were giving you extra time, but inshallah, I just inform you. G.
Somebody says a Christian asked a question about justice in Islam, Ustad. If a Muslim killed 1,000 innocent people, he then realized he was wrong and he repents, will he be forgiven without any punishment? If he is, then that's not justice. How do I explain, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You must explain to the non-Muslim, Christian, Jew, Hindu, atheist, whoever it is, that in chapter 8, verse 38, write it down, brother, sister, chapter 8, verse 38, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses this issue. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Tell the non-Muslim, if he or she embraces Islam sincerely and from the bottom of their heart, then their sins are forgiven. So this is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 8, verse 38. That means all the salat, namaz, prayer they never read is forgiven. All the fast they never kept for 50, 60, 70 years are forgiven. All the compulsory charity, zakat is forgiven. But hukukul ibad, you killed this person, you did this, you stole from that person, all that is not forgiven. That you will have to sort out with that person or that family. Islam is called deen. Deen means justice. Maliki yawmid deen. Almighty Allah is the sole possessor, owner of the day of justice. Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. Islam is the only religion you will find justice across the board and spectrum. That's a different issue today. Muslims, because they suffer from the inferiority complex, therefore they want to mimic the West. We say Islam is the best and we want to share it with the East and the West.
I've got a sister, Victoria. She says, morning to you, sir. Who is the real Jesus? Ustad.
Sister Victoria, very good question, and I appreciate all you non-Muslims. Leave the Muslims out. Morning program is your program. All you non-Muslims, fire up your questions now. Mohana Arafat will say and ask me, inshallah. Amen. So write down, my sister Victoria, Jesus, in our Quranic terminology, Isa. Isa means to be fair in complexion. Isa means to be a leader. You got that? First one. Two, Jesus Jesus, his honorable name, is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. Inna mathala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam. Verily, you must remember the similitude of Jesus is like that to Adam, peace be upon him. Both of them, Adam and Jesus, we say peace be upon them, alayhimu salatu salam. They are name, isme grami, their honorable names are mentioned 25 times each in the Noble Quran. Adam, born without any, not born, created by Almighty Allah, without any parents, remember that. Jesus, born miraculously and without the intervention of a father. Some of you Christians, I don't say all, Sister Victoria, but some of you Christians, I heard this myself from Tutu. Tutu said so one day in an interview for them, the Anglican Church. If somebody says Joseph the carpenter is the father, there's no problem in there for them. For us as Islam, that is blasphemous, remember that. So remember that to say Yusuf Najjar, Joseph the carpenter is the father, is rejected in Islam. It was a miraculous birth. And Maryam, Mary, so her honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran, my sister Victoria. Maryam means Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah. What you need to do, my sister Victoria, that you go to Google, Madam Google, Mr. Google, and just use these words here. I'm giving you Quran, Q-U-R-A-A-N, Q-U-R-A-A-N, made easy. It's in two volumes, and you will see the person's name at the bottom, Mufti, M-U-F-T-I, Afzal Hussain Ilyas, A-F-Z-A-L Hussain, H-O-O-S-E-N. So anyway, so he passed away, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So you go to chapter 19. Chapter 19 is known as Surah Maryam, dedicated to the mother of Jesus, Mary. Mary the Virgin, Maryam al-Azra, Maryam al-Batul, the one who left the toxic society and went to the eastern side so that she could go and give birth. After 40 days she returned, and when the people told her, how can we speak to this baby here? Kayfa nukallimu man kana fil mahdi sabiya, who is in the cradle. First word spoken by Jesus, Inni Abdullah, I am the slave of Allah, the servant of Allah. Christians say Ibnullah. So my question to you, Victoria, and the pastors and the priests and the Pope, so if you say Jesus is God, the Son of God, and you say on the other breath, on the other side, he was born on 25th December, so who was running the world before Jesus? Next week you're going to celebrate Easter. You say he was crucified and so forth. We reject all this as Muslims. So when he was crucified, who was running the world? Sunrise, sunset. You say he was buried in the Holy Sepulchre. I went right inside the Holy Sepulchre. And Mary Magdalene went there on a Sunday and the tomb was empty. What you say, my sister Victoria? The church and your people, your priest are taking you for a big ride. Therefore, Pope Francis also don't know what to do, that he's sick. He's going to be released in few days' time because there's so much pedophilia in the church. One side, the priests are busy with the children. Other side, the monks are busy with the nuns. You know what they're doing, my sister Victoria? They're busy with monkey business. So think about it properly, my sister Victoria.
I like that, Ustad. Listen to this one, Ustad. This is from overseas. When will Putin be forced to step down as president of Russia? I don't like your program, aka your politics program, Ustad.
Very good, but you keep on listening, my brother. You don't like it, I like you. So you must remember that. So you don't like it because it's hard-hitting. Mm. It's away from your mainstream media. It's telling you, stimulating your mind. There's another story, not what they lied to you regarding the Iraqi war, weapons of mass destruction. Every every one of them, Bush, Blair, Rumsfeld, and the whole lot should be hanged in public. Remember for the and that Jutley, that Madeleine Albright, she said is worth it to murder and kill 500,000 children. It's all documented, brother. Second one, 9/11, they pulled off the job himself. You must remember that. Third one, who are the biggest terrorists? Israel occupying Palestine for 75 years. It's not terrorism. Your America occupying Syria and stealing the oil is not terrorism. So Putin will live as president as long as he dies. And he's putting all you Westerners right in the place. He's a big B, but we like him because he's sorting America out. He's sorting Europe out, NATO, and he won Israel. You make one wrong move there, dance al popper dance, that will be the end of Israel. So that's why we like him.
So, Ustad, will I be sinful if I read only 10 rakats of Taraweeh? If
yes,
I feel very
you
tired?
Will be. You will be. When you're tired, you still go shop. When you're tired, you still go here and there. So, but for namaz, you're tired. That is shaitan yet. So, therefore, yesterday in my Jummah lecture, I said, some brothers, they speak about getting married to 4 wives, but they can't read 20 rakats Taraweeh. There's no such thing as 8 rakats and 10 rakats Taraweeh. This Murtad bin Shaitan, he brought this 10 rakats in the Haramain Sharifain. From the past 4 years, from 2020, 21, 22, now is the 4th year. So remember what you think. Which sheikh, which Salafi, which person today can even touch the toes of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? And all of them agree Taraweeh is 20 rakats. And then you go to Sayyidina Umar's time, remember it's 20 rakats. Sheikh Atiyah Salim, a great lecturer, our Ustad there in Medina Munawwara, he passed away. So remember, he wrote a book that Akthar min Alfi Amin, more than 1,000 years, 20 rakats is that. These Salafis, most of them of today, I'm speaking of the public, they dal and mudwil. They're Muslim, but they astray. They can't even see the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha says, La yazidu, that he, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should not increase fi Ramadan wala fi ghayrihi, nor in Ramadan and nor outside Ramadan, beside Ramadan. So that is showing to you the hadith they're using is for tahajjud, got nothing to do with Taraweeh. So tahajjud is called Qiyamul Layl, Taraweeh is called Qiyam Ramadan. Shatta baynahuma al-farqu baynahuma kal-farqi bayna thara wa thuriyya. So zameen asman ka fark hai, but you need iman, you need to sit by the correct teachers, not by crooked teachers and so forth, or study from the internet. Is totally rejected 8 rakat, 10 rakats, and laziness. Laziness is a sign of hypocrites, remember that Quran says.
So, A.K., when Jesus wasn't born, then the Holy Spirit was running the world. Could you please explain, Ustad?
That's your people's propaganda. So you must remember, then how do you solve this riddle of your people's? 3 is 1 and 1 is 3 and they are equal. So how can they be equal when Jesus wasn't born and you say the Holy Spirit? So where's the equal now? Are they equal? So my brother, come off it. How can 3 be 1 and 1 be 3? You solve that problem for me. So that when Jesus was born, you say 25th December, which is a big lie. And then you say he was crucified Easter time, which is a big lie. Then who was running the world? You say before Jesus, it was Holy Spirit. And then when Jesus died on the cross, then who? The Goldie Spirit. So you must remember. Come off it, my brother. There, think properly. Use your brains.
Well said, Ustad. Listen to this one, Ustad. It says here, so you want to talk bad of we Jews, then why don't you tell us how brutal was the Iran-Iraq war? Mr. AK, I'm recording you, Ustad.
Record me and send it to your grandfather in Israel also. Jews are people who murdered prophets and messengers. Therefore, in your DNA, you got it to murder people. Who's murdering the Palestinians? Who's murdering the children? Who's murdering the innocent ones? Now the public saw what you did in Huwara, that the programs you carried out there and so forth. You are the biggest, you must remember, terrorists on the face of the earth. Go study your history. 70 countries kicked you out, and you're going to be kicked out now Jutla from Palestine. Remember that. America was shielding you, but falling apart slowly, slowly. Your Jewish public is turning against BB and so forth. So as far as Iran-Iraq war goes, Iran is for you, Iran. Shias, their father was a Jew. So remember, you take a 2-rand coin, 5-rand coin, and you put Jutla one side Jew, and you put Iran Shia one side. Both are kuffar, both are non-Muslim. We never ever say that Iran. Yesterday somebody told me the Islamic Republic of Iran. I say, just stop there. Don't come tell me about Islamic Republic. They got nothing to do with Islam. So you Jews and you Shias are father and son. And if you think that I took this out from my thumb, go read the Shia book Rijalul Kashi. In there you will find the founder of Shiaism was Abdullah bin Sabah. Abdullah bin Sabah was a Jew. Wherever there's some fitna problem, you will find there's a Jew there involved. You want to speak anymore, Jutla? You harami?
Listen to this one, Ustad. One more. Why do some husbands want their wives to stay home and take care of the house instead of working? Sister in Malabar, wake up.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has told the ladies to stay at home. It's not the husband. Allah says so. Surah 33, verse 33. وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا. So you must not go out and work and that. You're going to work. You'll have to wear this uniform, that uniform, all this. You'll have to interact with so many men. Now when it comes, Christmas time come, then Easter time come, they have a big ball, a big party, little bit wine, little bit swine, little bit this, little bit dine. So all that is permissible, I'm asking you. So Allah made our eyes, Allah made our ears. So everyone got their own function. The men are the minister of foreign affairs outside the home. Everything you must do. My wife, your wife, whoever, they are the minister of interior affairs. So they must do everything inside. What a wonderful system. You see, I leave you with this. I was telling my wife, when you speak of Clinton, straight away Monica comes. When you speak of Trump, then straight away Stormy comes. So that is what. You got the answer now. Right. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.